And finally today, who would think about setting themes like her parents' messy divorce, Japanese-British identity, and lame stereotypes of Asian women against a wild fusion of pop, metal, and R&B? Well, that would be Rina Sawayama. That's Excess from her debut album. The album is called Sawayama. It is one of the best reviewed albums of the year in both the US and the UK. And Rina Sawayama is with us now from her home in London to tell us more about it. Rina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Well, congrats on the album. First of all, I'm guessing that you would have been touring right now in support of the album. Is that right? Were it not for all of the circumstances, right?
Yeah, I would have been back and probably celebrating a very, hopefully very successful tour. But no, instead, I made some tempeh today and I think I've over fermented it and I'm like a little bit drunk from it. So that's what my life is reduced to.
Are you very disappointed?
Well, you know what? This is like I'm going to say this is my fourth attempt at making tempeh because I was just like, I really want to try like make vegan meats. And I've like tried seitan. I can't mess with seitan. I just can't do it anymore.
Well, I was really referring to the touring if you were really disappointed, but thanks for the update on the tempeh. But important to know, thanks for checking in. But I hope you don't mind sort of pointing out that I think one of the things that impresses people is that this is technically your debut album. You'd have released a mini album before, but your sound is so polished and so complete and so you. I mean, it just seems hard to believe that this is your debut album.
I come at it from a different angle. And like, thank you for saying all those things. Cause I mean, I battle with inner demons of ageism like every day, which sounds really stupid, but like this, I mean, I'm turning 30 this year and I just released my debut record. And for a pop act, also female, I don't think that would have happened 10 years ago. You know, I think I've always told myself, oh, I'm too old to do this, you know, or like people don't reach success when they start this late sort of thing. And I always looked at like 17-year-olds and, you know, like, why can't I be like Britney kind of thing? But I feel like perhaps like, you know, the vision of the record and also like the music video has been helped in part by sort of what I went through in my early to mid-20s.
How do you think your experiences as a, you know, coming from an immigrant background, I mean, it's kind of a dumb question because it obviously informs the work, but do you remember kind of being conscious of that feeling different, kind of needing to find a way to express that difference?
Oh, yeah, fully. I mean, the first time I really felt it as an adult was when I went to Cambridge. And that's when I kind of learned that there's like systemic racism, and I definitely didn't have the words to describe it at that time. It was only in hindsight that I was like, oh, that's the phrase to like explain what was going on. That's why like the university kept checking my visa, like even though I've lived here for like 20 years, and like that, oh, that's why, you know, I get put on the international student register when I'm a home student, and like, you know, all these things that made me feel very uncomfortable at the time and sort of made me feel a bit othered and like that I wasn't deserving. There was so many questions that I never ever thought about before I went to Cambridge. So, yeah, I mean, I think I got to process that after I left.
Well, I think one of the ways that you process, if you don't mind my using that, and I have the feeling that this is a song that's going to help other people process, is it's called STFU. And this being NPR and family friendly, we're going to just have to let people figure out what that stands for. But I will set the context. The music video for the song is quite something. At the start of the video, you're on a date with, forgive me, I'll just say it, a kind of white guy, mm-hmm. your, you know, bearded plaid shirt guy. And I will play just a bit of your back and forth with him.
Amazing.
So you're a singer?
Oh.
Ah. Yeah, no, I looked you up. I was like, ooh, I didn't realize. I was quite surprised you sang it, you know, in English.
Well, I grew up here, so.
Oh. You know what? Currently you're writing like a fan fiction piece, but okay. From the perspective of like a little Japanese woman. So it's kind of like a new age memoirs of a geisha, which is kind of cool, but with more action. I mean, I'm obviously indebted culturally to Kill Bill. number one.
I'm sure there are people all over the country who are like basically throwing their shoes at the screen as they watch this. Are you kidding me? So, and I take it it's a bit of a documentary in the sense that these are all things
based on real life.
These are all things that you've heard. I want to say, how did this come together? But I think it's just all too real for a lot of people. But how did you figure out that this could be a song?
It just really flowed naturally. It wasn't something that I was like, oh, I really want to write this song. But I guess like all that anger was all stored up inside. without me knowing. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate, like any marginalized people are like, yeah, that's like, I guess I should dig up all those like annoying things that happen to me like every day that I just have to suppress just to keep going with my life.
Let's listen to another song from the album. And this is Dynasty.
I'm losing myself in the darkness of the world. Catch me before I fall. Saving myself is all I really know. Seen it been done before. I'm a
about this song, because you know if you just kind of bopping along in your car, kind of you could kind of glide past what it's saying, but what it's saying is something really profound.
Yeah, I kind of just wanted to write about familial pain, intergenerational trauma, and try and make it into a pop song, I guess, and also bring the sort of element of drama. And I guess I just really wanted to write a very like sort of honest, like damning portrait of my family that has been really torn apart by money. And I hear that even, you know, just in any family, like money is like the biggest reason why people argue. And my parents argued a lot about money. And, you know, on my dad's side, there's a lot of sort of exchange of love with money, and sort of that, you know, skews people's perspective of love. And I sort of didn't understand what love was for the longest time. I didn't understand the sort of parental love that you're supposed to get is not meant to be like conditional on you doing something, you know. It was a very mixed portrait when I was growing up. So yeah, I wanted to sort of cut through the mustard and just sort of set the tone for the album in terms of theme. It's like, won't you cut the chain with me? Like, that is the sort of question that's like the essay title of the record.
How do you feel now that you got it all out? Not all of it. I'm sure there's always more. But how do you,
oh my God,
you
it's feel? Like everything and more, I feel like. Yeah, no, I felt pleased when my mum was, I mean, she's obsessed with the album. And this is someone who was literally like, why can't you do music when you've done several years working as a banker in the city? Why can't you just do music after you've saved up? And we all know that's not how it works in real life, but she tried to trick me. And now she's obsessed with the record. She's just obsessed because she reads the lyrics and she was just like, wow. And almost like me and my mum went through so much together in such close proximity. Like, my mum, I guess, like struggled financially like a lot. So me and my mum like shared a bedroom until I was like 15, which is probably the most intense thing you can do when you're a teenager growing up in London, like having your mum like literally sleeping in the same room as you. And that sort of continued for several years. And I think she feels very vindicated and very much wow. like, this is, you know, the truth. It was our truth. And so, yeah, she feels very strong from it, which is amazing.
Baby, I've been telling you, if you can't love yourself,
That was Rina Sawayama talking about her debut album, Sawayama.